Welcome to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. Don the Legend Newbrough joins us. We talked a little bit about the famous KC95 golf tips that you had done, but I'm really curious about, you know, Mexico, and when did you move to Mexico, or did you ever move out of Mexico?
No, I was born right here. Right here, not too far from here.
What kind of work did you do in Mexico whenever you were living here?
Well, I used to work at a shoe factory. I think I was 16 or 17 when I worked there. Worked there a few years, then I went to work for Kenny Gibbons. Backhoe there. I was in the operators union. Then I was in the laborers union. What is that? I was in the laborers union, then the operators. Then I was a carpenter. I used to build houses for Reinhardt. I worked for him. Then we used to go to the bars around town here.
I'd like to hear about some of those.
Cliff and Dean's was one of them. That's been a long time ago. My aunt used to work up there. And they had the best steaks, I'm telling you, for a little bar like it. It was the best steaks you ever ate. You know, when you get through drinking, you got to have something to eat. So we'd go up there and I'd eat two or three of them things. Boy, I'm telling you.
What about some of the other old, establishments around? Well, Hoxie? Was that one of them?
Yeah, they had, I can't think what they call it down there, though, now. It's been so long ago. Well, we used to go down there and play, they had the shuffle ball machine, shuffling. Well, they had the shuffle ball, and they also had the pinball machine where you throw the ball bowling.
Right.
And that was a big deal down there, boy. We get drunk, throw them down halfway down the hall, they bounce back out of there and fall around and run around and stuff.
I bet you've seen some things in the establishments around Mexico.
We had the Brown's Tavern. That was a big deal right on the corner. Then there was Ziggs, and I don't know, two or three different names of it. We went over for, oh, my God. After work, we'd all end up over there and had two or three pool tables there and stuff. And we'd play pool and had a bunch of guys from Kaiser and Refactors all in there. It was a pretty big place anyway. We had a lot of fun there and everything, so... I'm trying to think. Ralph Schrader had his bar, and I can't think of the name of it now. It's been so long ago.
Yep. Now, you worked over at the country club, helping out with the golf course, keeping that up too, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I've been there about 20, 21 years right now, something like that.
You're still there?
Yeah, I'm thinking, but like I say, I had problems here the last 3 or 4 months or better. Had a heart problem and kidney problems still, but they got all that straightened out now and everything, so I'm thinking about trying to go back by March. Sometime in March I'll be going back.
Okay.
Yeah, I mow greens out there, and I mow the tees and the floats and collars, and that's what I do.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
It's a lot of fun. Hey. I tell you what, you get up early in the morning, and nice breeze and stuff, and it makes your whole body feel better.
Absolutely, no doubt.
Yeah, I enjoy doing that. Like I say, I've been doing that for quite a few years. I was down in Wentzville on it, Bear Creek Golf Course down there, where when I started down there, I helped build that course. I was at a little 9-hole start with, and they made it 18 holes. And I was down there for a few years. I'd done most of it down there. I took care of the water down there and done all that. But I helped seed everything in, grow everything in, greens and everything when I was there.
So as far as retirement goes, you really haven't retired.
No.
You're staying pretty active.
Oh, well, you got to.
Yeah.
You can't just sit around all the time. So.
Yeah.
Then I worked another 9-hole course down in Camden. Larry Rose, he was leasing it, so I went down there and run it for him. He was running another one. So I was a superintendent down there for a couple of years. And after Paul Delp quit out here at the country club, they didn't have nobody, so I was working up here and down there both, running back and forth about 3 days a week, each one of them. So I finally quit down there and come up here and stayed full-time up here. So,
does Casey ever call anymore to do any more
of
those golf
tips? Yeah, I'll
talk
to you, man. Yeah, he comes up. He called me, a couple of years ago, a year ago, I made some more tapes.
Yeah.
Like I say, they still pay my tape. A buddy of mine down there, Jim Buford, he keeps up track of everything. He knows you, man, too. He went down to a lot of my shows with me all the time, and he tells me when they play the tape. They still play tapes every now and then.
Do you umpire any more games anymore?
Oh, no, I ain't done any umpire for years.
Do you ever think about doing it anymore?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Too much running.
Yeah, I get it.
I can't do no more running anymore. It's too hard on me.
Absolutely. What do you think about the current situation in Mexico as far as businesses goes? I know there used to be a lot of camaraderie after work where people could go out and have a nice cold drink after work. I, I don't see that so much anymore.
You know, I'm telling you what, there's too much stuff going on. I'm telling you what, ever since that COVID started, everything went to hell.
Yep.
You just, everything raised, the prices raised up, everything did.
Yeah, inflation is definitely running wild. What do you kind of plan to do in the future? You just are you spending more time with the family?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We get to do that. Holidays now, they go out to my daughter's house. She got a bigger house out there, and so we all go out there, all of us. That's a great time out there, and get all your family together and stuff. So do a little football betting, stuff like it.
Yeah, yeah. Just kind of reflecting on things, would you do anything different, or is there anything that you might want to go to in the future, like any sporting events that you would love to get to?
No,
nope.
Because you can see better on TV, and you can see a lot of places. I used to go to some of them games, and you know, just like the baseball games, when I was with KC, I got free tickets all the time, stuff like that, but you know, you can see better from TV than you can down there.
You made a word famous in my life, anyway. Nitwit is one of those catchphrases, those famous words. Where did you kind of pick that up at, and what is a nitwit?
Well, that was my buddy when Jim Buford down there. When I had a golf course, he painted on one side of it the legend, the other side the nitwit. That's where you rode at, the nitwit side. Oh, we had a good time down there. Like I said, when I was with KC, we went out and done live shows and stuff like that. That was a lot of fun. You got to meet a lot of people and a lot of nitwits, and I mean nitwits too. They drive you nuts asking you questions about this and that. Don't you know, baby? It's your daddy talking to you.
No doubt about it.
But it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed every bit of it.
Well, I think you've had a legendary life for sure, and it's good to catch up with you and good to see you, and want to wish you the best of luck in the future.
Yeah, same here, and I want to wish everybody here in the whole city of Mexico especially, a good Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and hope this year goes better for all of them.
All right. Happy New Year, Don the Legend. Thank
Same
you so
to
much.
You, buddy.
Appreciate it. A lot
All
of respect
right.
for you. Absolutely. And that's going to be another edition of Meet the Community this morning. Always good to catch up with Don the Legend. We'll have another Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.